WIRX.
Oh, good morning, Brock Hunter.
You ass.
You ass. Hey, I wanted to get your take on something because maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe it's not as bad as I think.
What did you do? Usually when you say, hey, I want to get your take on it, you did something wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong. So anyway, my daughter just turned one a couple months ago, okay, and she's in this big Cocomelon phase. And I will say, thank God for Cocomelon. Now, if you don't know what that is, if you're not a parent.
I don't.
You're lucky because Cocomelon is this cartoon singing dance song with little kids. And I have heard Wheels on the Bus and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star 1001 times. Now, they also do the classic Old MacDonald Had a Farm, right? That's a go-to, right?
Can we update some of these songs? We've been singing these since, what, 1940?
It's a lot, okay? It's a lot. Anyway, I bring this up because there's obviously the one cartoon pig on Cocomelon, which is when his stuffed animals come to life. You know, they sing and dance and they do things, whatever. But there's also a pig on there when they do Old MacDonald Had a Farm. And it's like a legit farm pig. And it's the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my entire life, all right? Like, this thing haunts my dreams. I don't know if the creators of Cocomelon have ever seen a pig. The best way I can describe it, Hunter, is they gave human eyes to a farm animal, okay? That's the best way I can describe it.
Creepy. It's a little creepy.
It's very creepy, okay? So all of a sudden, you're singing, Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Oh, my God, look at that thing. Like, it looks like something from the Island of Dr. Moreau, okay? It's horrifying. And honestly, I think my daughter's picking up on it because the goat comes on the TV. She's loving it. She's clapping along. The little teddy bear comes on. She's at the cows. Yeah, the pig comes on. She's kind of like, I don't know about that.
Hey, this is your life? This is your life now?
It is.
I'm serious. I had no idea what you just said. I'm just hearing a bunch of pigs and
it's old, like. Well, you sit there, you're trying to have a good time, you're trying to show your daughter the Old MacDonald Had a Farm, you're trying to get her E-I-E-I-O's in for the day, and then all of a sudden, this disgusting creation, this mistake from God pops up on the screen, and I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, everything else is on point except for this horrifying man pig that they put on the TV screen. And there's
I guess
no warning.
Remember when we used to go fishing?
Hey, I don't have time for that nowadays, okay? Because I got
to. You know, you're bouncing a kid now and you're singing E-I-E-I-O. I can't relate, man. I don't know what to tell you. You got some creepy pigs in your life.
I will tell you, my spelling and my colors have gotten just. Oh, shapes? I'm crushing the shapes. I got those just down, man. Just down.
Are you laying on your stomach in your living room all day long with your feet up in the air? But
hey, you know,
coloring and coloring books and watching.
If you think I wasn't doing that before I had
TV,
if you think I wasn't doing something like that far off before, come on now. Not a whole lot has changed. Long story short, hey, the creators of Cocomelon, go look at a pig, all right? And just, all right? And not a pig from some horror film where, like, some guy sewed a pig face onto a human, and a human, it's terrifying. It's terrifying. Haunts my dreams, man.
All right, Brock, it's time to roll out your mat.
Old MacDonald had a farm. Oh, my God, what is that thing? All right, anyway, I just want to rant on that real quick. We got to get to it. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Sorry, I was drinking my water. Best buds in the biz.
You got cotton mouth from all that weed? Is that what
damn
it is?
Damn right, shock absorber up buds, man.
Seriously, from seed into harvest, Smith Indoor Garden had you covered. Go see them, Katie and the crew in Hartford. What's worse than being attacked by an alligator? How about being attacked a second time by an alligator?
Stay away from the damn alligator.
A Florida man who says he was engaged in a routine interaction with an alligator at a wildlife park lost his hand and nearly his entire arm after it was bitten by the gator. Now, it's
Stop being a damn fool.
It's actually the second time he's been bitten. It happened 9 years ago, and he nearly lost his other arm after the first attack, most people would probably, you know, stay away from alligators.
What's going on? Yeah, wouldn't you be terrified of an alligator the first time it?
He said it made him more determined to share his passion for reptiles and continue to interact with them. The alligator in the latest attack was not injured and will actually remain at the wildlife center. Good. They're not putting a bullet in this one because it did what it usually is supposed to do. You know,
supposed to do. Yeah. Lock people's arms up.
How dare you, alligator? I'm going to shoot you in the face.
I'm always sick of these people. It's like the guy who went sailing and it was lost at sea for 75 days and then they rescue him. But then he goes out sailing again the next week. I'm like, what are you doing? Just stop it with that. Stay away from the alligator.
I mean, I guess what you got to think is, what are the odds it's going to happen twice, right? You know, come on now, right?
There you go. It's an alligator. It bites things.
Getting attacked by an alligator once? Oh, for sure. That can happen. Twice? No. Come on. The odds got to be low, right?
Here's the thing. My buddy's got like a big lizard, and I'm wary around that thing. I know where it's at all times. I don't know what that thing can do. Now, if an alligator is around, I'm not. Just saying.
I guess I've yet in my life to put myself in a position where being bit by an alligator is in the realm of possibilities, and I'm proud of that fact because you know what? If you're putting yourself in positions where getting bit by an alligator is in the realm of possibilities, don't do that thing. I don't know. That's just me, though.
I'm tiptoeing around snapping turtles, man.
Yeah. I'm tiptoeing around the little baby box turtle. Honestly, the geckos, I'm weary of anything that's got a tail and is right. You know.
Just saying. My family lives dead center Florida.
Yeah.
You know? And when I go and visit them and just kind of walking around that place, my guard's up.
Yeah. You know, you're staying away from the tall grass. You know, you're not...
There's a possibility there is a giant lizard.
A dinosaur.
A dinosaur. That's a better way to put it.
Hanging
a
out with a dinosaur. Yeah. Yeah, if you're in gator territory, which, first of all, what are you doing in gator territory? Or importantly, what are you doing living in gator territory? Are the home prices that good? Don't dangle your toes in the water. Don't just be rolling around in the tall grass. You just, you know.
Doesn't that just make you weary? Doesn't that make everybody weary? People in Florida just don't really care.
Get bit by a gator once, for sure. Twice? Nah, that's not going to happen. We actually do have audio from the guy after being attacked by the alligator.
Damn alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, tournament down in Florida. I hooked my ball in the rough down by the lake. Damn alligator just popped up, cut me down in my prime. He got me, but I tore one of that bastard's eyes out, though. You're pretty sick, Chubbs.
Oh, my God. That's twice in 1 week we got to play that clip.
Tore one of them bastard's eye out, though.
Bit by an alligator once? Yeah, it's possible. Twice? No. No, I ain't going to have him.
Up.
Cut me down in my prime.
I love it.
You got me.
I love Chubbs.
Tore that bastard's eye out. All right. Anyway, there you go. The fact that we got to play that clip twice in 1 week, I'm happy about it.
Yes, I'm happy about it.
All right, and there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.